This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on rigged elections and sore losers. Polls are showing a consolidating lead for Hillary Clinton with 3 weeks to go and many states already beginning early voting. Republican strategists are warning that it may be too late for a Trump turnaround. The cascade of issues from racism to tax dodging to misogyny and sexual harassment and abuse seem to be baking all of the negatives into Trump's prospects. Republicans from Speaker Paul Ryan on down the ballot and outsiders, including influential and deep-pocketed donors, have either deserted Trump or are actively arguing that he must be abandoned in order not to inflict permanent damage on the party. Trump's response has been to question the very validity of the election and raise the specter of refusing to accept the results of the voters in a direct threat to long and deeply held Democratic traditions. Governor Pence, his VP on Trump's ticket, has said, in essence, of course we'll accept the results. But Trump has pulled his Twitter finger and seemingly backed off that pledge, so who knows? None of this is new. In fact, this has been a Republican tradition in all the recent elections they've lost and part of their concerted effort over the last 8 years to deny President Obama the legitimacy of his two victories. The Atlantic magazine quoted a study in a recent issue saying, backing a losing candidate can also damage voters' trust in the political system. An analysis of surveys from 1964 to 2004 found that over time, voters who supported losers were less likely than others to see the electoral process as fair. They also tended to be less satisfied with democracy generally. It seems that what we're witnessing now is something on the order of preemptive sore losing, preparing for a humiliating defeat for a candidate enamored of calling everyone but himself a loser. It was predictable that he would whine that he couldn't win because the election was rigged against him and everyone ganged up against poor little me. But this has been a recurring Republican theme from the very base of the party for years. How else could we explain the fact that the majority of Republicans surveyed, without a shred of evidence, continued to believe for close to 7 years that Acorn had stolen both Obama elections? Or the fact that almost a majority of Texas Republican voters already believe that Acorn is stealing the election for Clinton this time around? The commitment to democracy of many Republican leaders and much of their hardcore base seems extremely weak. The finger-pointing about rigged elections at large cities with minority populations like Philadelphia and others seems totally racist. Inventing excuses for losing elections so that no one has to face the consequences of politics and programs seems to argue that party leaders do not want to learn from their errors or listen to the voters. It'll be interesting once this campaign is over to see how we rebuild a semblance of democratic practice from the thin soup we're being served in this election. Perhaps I should say if we can rebuild a semblance of democratic practice after this election. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.